Locomotion of cells. Diverse methods of locomotion. Cells have a number of ways of moving about. In the following paragraphs, I will discuss five methods of locomotion, which are movements of cells as part of a multicellular organism, movement with water and air currents, and locomotion with cilia, flagella, and pseudopod. Movements of cells as part of a multicellular organism. The most obvious way that cells move from one point to another can be seen in multicellular organisms. That is, the individual cells comprising the organism may not have any means of true locomotion, but the organism as a whole does have the structures and functionality needed for locomotion. Movement with water and air currents. Some cells do not have any apparatus for locomotion, but they still move about as a result of air or water currents. This is no doubt the simplest way of obtaining locomotion. In lakes, rivers, and oceans, algae move about as a result of water currents. The spores and seeds produced by fungi and certain plants move about as a result of the wind. Red blood cells move through the body because of the flow of blood produced by the pumping action of the heart. Most microorganisms that live in water move because of water currents, regardless of whether they have any means of locomotion. For example, Paramecium and amoebas have a means of locomotion, but they are also moved about as a result of water currents. Movement of cells with cilia. Locomotion of with cilia, plural for cilia. Cilia is a hair-like structure that extends from the outer portion of the cell membrane. It is used by certain single-cell organisms for locomotion. The plural for cilia is cilium. Specifically, there are usually many cilium on each side of the cell that move in a series of synchronized rhythms to produce motion through water. They are essentially like a set of tiny fins or oars for certain single-celled organisms. The best example of an organism with cilium is a paramecium. It is possible under the right conditions to see the wave-like movements of the cilium of a paramecium with a light microscope. There are certain cells in the respiratory tract that have cilium-like projections, which are used to move debris trapped by mucus out toward the nose and or mouth. What is flagella? Plural is flagellum. Flagella are relatively long tail-like projections from a cell that is used for locomotion. The best examples of cells with flagellum are sperm cells. A cell with flagella appears to more or less swim like a fish when viewed under the light microscope. The flagella looks somewhat like the tail fin of a fish. Generally, cells that have flagellum have only one, but cells that have cilium have many. What is a pseudopod? The plural is pseudopods or pseudopodia. Some cells, such as amoebas and white blood cells, move about by extending their cytoplasm in a series of projections called pseudopods. The cells that use this type of locomotion are constantly changing in shape as they move about. Part 5. The two chapters that follow deal with evolution. In Chapter 14, below, I present a simplified view of evolution. In this chapter, I provide a number of web addresses for additional information. In Chapter 15, Notes on Evolution, I present a more detailed and complex discussion on various topics that relate to evolution. The material in Chapter 15 involves a number of individual topics, some of which do not relate directly to the biological sciences. However, all of the material provides insightful information on the general concept of evolution. Chapter 14A: Summary of Evolution of Life on Planet Earth. How life developed? In a series of evolutionary stages. Introduction: How did life develop? The quick answer to this question is in an evolutionary process, involving a series of stages. The series of stages involved an extremely large number of steps, and the selection process. These evolutionary stages represent a countless number of steps, which includes chemistry, viable and unviable mutations, climate changes and many other factors. Below there are brief descriptions of some of the more important or interesting evolutionary stages. Any description of the sequence of the evolutionary stages or the details of the process involves speculation. However, the broad picture of evolution of life appears to be clear. Most sources will agree on the general broad details, but there may be disagreements about the fine details. All of the above applies to the description of evolution I present in the following paragraphs. The formation of the fundamental elements needed for life. Where did the elements that are required for life come from? These elements developed before the Earth existed. It involved nuclear reactions that took place in the stars. Some of these elements may have evolved when the known universe first evolved. This resulted in the evolvement of the 98 natural elements, including hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, phosphorus, sulfur, sodium, potassium, chlorine, etc. For additional information, see the following websites. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.